when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. And I am your presenter, Jade George, in the headlines.
As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.
Flo Dominica, Senior Marketing and Communications Lead for Diana Frampton, commends the government for taking up where Flo left off with the Creole in the Park and will now stage the Tea Village Creole 2022. Opposition leader Mark Golden said the Jamaica Parliamentary Opposition fully supports the new Firearms Act of 2022 and the gun amnesty announced by the government. And the Bank of England took emergency action and launched a temporary purchase of government bonds to calm markets and prevent material risk to UK financial stability. The news is brought to you compliments Discover Dominica Authority.
October 20th to 30th, 2022, Dominica invites you to celebrate the World Creole Music Festival. Three nights of pulsating rhythms on one stage. For more information, visit www.dominicafestivals.com. Like and follow us on Facebook at Dominica Festivals or Instagram at Dominica.festival. Dominica's World Creole Music Festival, celebrating 22 years in 2022. October 28th to 30th.
Flo Dominica, Senior Marketing and Communications Lead, Ms. Fadina Frampton, commends the government for taking up where Flo left off with Creole in the Park and will now stage the Tea Village Creole 2022. She noted Minister Douglas's stated commitment to Flo's Creole in the Park events over the years. She was speaking at a press conference held at the Discover Dominica Authority's office earlier today.
But I must stand here this morning and commend highly the government and the ministries who are combining efforts to host this event. Mr. Ian Douglas, who is sitting at the head table, I can tell you, was a passionate supporter of Flo Creole in the Park. And any function that we would invite him to, he would be here to give us support. And so, Mr. Douglas, Flo is here today to give you the same support that you've provided to us in the past, not only for Creole in the Park, but for carnival activities as well. Minister for Tourism, you know, we had an initial meeting, myself and her permanent secretary, and it was a good meeting. You know, we spoke, we discussed, we probably agreed and disagreed a bit, you know, but we're really three powerful ladies just sitting here having a good conversation. And indeed, here today to represent Flo, to say that in spite of us not being able to do what we normally do, we want to give a cash endorsement or investment into this activity taking place, because we are, I mean, preparing Creole in the Park or producing Creole in the Park is like a walk in the park for us. It's something that we've done for quite a number of years, so we know how to do it. So we've also said to the ministries that if you need any support, any expertise from us, we will be happy to provide it. In addition to that, we will be happy to provide your telecommunications requirements for Tea Village Creole. And any other support that Flo Dominica can provide, we are willing and happy to provide. The people are hands-on, you know, they WhatsApp, they call, whatever the case might be, and I like that. I like that, you know, you can just probably just drop somebody a WhatsApp message, you know, and they respond in quick time, you drop an email and we're rolling. That is how this is going to succeed.
Senior Marketing and Communications Lead at Flo Dominica for Diana Frampton. The Peace Walkers of Dominica continued with walk number 28 today, Wednesday, 28th September, pursuing their stance for peace, democracy, and justice. The streets of Roseau are no strangers to sights of unified voices and minds dressed in white, sounding the call to break down the barriers that divide physically, mentally, and spiritually. The workers claim they are continuing with their focus on protecting the future of children and workers whatever democracy is left in Dominica. They claim that freedom is their ultimate goal.
Break down the barriers!
Yes.
There are physical and spiritual barriers!
Yes.
We have to break them all down. Today, we are going to go to each one of the barriers in turn. We will stand, most of us, across the street and watch. And then individual walkers will go to the barrier and inform the police, I need to pass, I need to go, I have business in there. And we will be documenting on film for the world to see
if we get permission
or not. We are going to file a lawsuit against the police department, against whatever ministry they respond to, the Ministry of National
Security.
Yes.
And claim damages for every single one of us for violation of our constitutional
rights. Rastafari.
As you know, if you're going to go that route, you have to have evidence. So we need your usual discipline and cooperation to allow that evidence to be gathered at each one of the barriers. No kind of roro, no kind of busolabi, no kind of jumpy. We gathering evidence.
That was lead peace walker, Mr. Atherton Martin. Here are some of the voices of other peace walkers.
Any instruction that's given to you as a public officer that is illegal, contrary to your job, contrary to the laws of the nation, contrary to the constitution, you have the right to say no.
Yeah.
And guess what? They can do nothing to your job if you say no.
Il va rouler ton maladie. Il plie mauvais pas ce Covid. Il plie mauvais pas ce Maria. Il plie mauvais pas ce Rika. Grâce à vous, c'est son disque à moi.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But let's try our best to be out there in the streets a little more often.
True.
Because there will be more visitors here on island.
Yes.
And the persons who sit over there and they listen to some radio stations and they hear that Dominica is okay, Dominica is good.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how many
time.
Of you that saw another airport again that is being signed by a Chinese government.
And this idea.
And some of us will just sit and believe it's okay.
But what I've come to realize, every single problem that we have right now that we're dealing with is because they're mishandling our money. We don't have money to do the right thing, and the rat, scare rat, has money to do every bit of illegal activity he's doing, and we're enabling him to continue this illegal behavior.
Well, I want you to understand that you should not be okay with your rights being denied.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. It's not okay.
That's what I hit to you.
Stop saying it's okay. And you have to stop that rascal.
As part of the REAP program to address issues with the Caribbean educational system, the OACS Commission today formally launched the teacher certification program. In view of the difficulties facing education caused by COVID-19, the recovery and enhancement program will promote learning advancement. The program also aims to address persistent problems that the pandemic has made worse and strengthen national educational systems' resistance to the occurrence of other natural disasters, including flooding, hurricanes, and volcanic activity that are common in the area. Therefore, Let's Reap aims to recover, improve, and transform Caribbean education. Dominica, among the countries within the region that will benefit from this program, will enable participants to earn certificates in the many fields falling within the purview of education, according to Barbados Minister for Education Kay McConney, who spoke at the opening earlier today.
This Caribbean Development Bank sponsored training, which will begin, which we know it was launched before, and this course that will begin in October 2022, it will allow participants to receive certification in formative assessment, differentiated instruction, building communities of practice and leadership. This training has sparked enthusiasm amongst principals and teachers and education officers, and we see this as an integral component of the journey. I am of the firm belief that, as history has shown, our resilience as Caribbean people will stand. We will rise to address the identified challenges and commitment, with commitment and dedication to the quality of education. At the end of this experience, I trust that Let's Reap will register that we, as a people, are well on the road to overcoming and excelling in education. And so Barbados joins the rest of the region to collectively commit to this very empowering journey ahead. Let's leap to reap.
The Riasta Foundation is launching a six-month campaign to raise awareness of the prevalence and incidences of strokes. Cecilia St. Hillier, the CEO of the Riasta Foundation, detailed the work the Riasta Foundation has in store for Dominicans and emphasized that three stroke cases a week is mind-boggling and should not be happening, noting that each segment will have a different expert and discipline that will talk about various topics. Let the public know if you want to avoid a stroke. This is what you need to do if you have underlying conditions.
For the next 6 months, as we talk about strokes in depth, and each segment will have a different expert and a different discipline that will talk about various topics until we have covered all of the various topics. Because one of the best ways to cure and to lower the prevalence or the incidences of stroke is by letting the public be aware of what they should do, what they should not do, how they should eat, what are the signs to look for, and how to take their medication. We're going to try to let the public know that if you want to avoid a stroke, this is what you need to do. If you have underlying conditions that make you a higher risk for getting a stroke.
Mrs. St. Hillier mentioned that they will be discussing the importance of visiting a health center or your doctor if you are experiencing symptoms that aren't normal. By knowing the signs and symptoms of stroke, you can take quick action and perhaps save a life, maybe even your own.
And there are specific, very clear, delineated signals that one can get if they were getting a stroke. And there is a very short window between when you start these symptoms and when you actually have a stroke. There is really a 3 to 4 hour window where you have, if you get care right away, you have a very good sign, very good possibility of recovering. If you don't get care right away, your entire recovery will be delayed.
CEO of the Riasta Foundation, Cecilia St. Hillier. The People's Republic of China donated 10,000 PCR and 60,000 antigen test kits to the government of Dominica. According to the Minister for Health, Wellness and New Health Investment, Honorable Irvin McIntyre, this is just one of the many ways China has supported and assisted Dominica in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. On behalf of the government, the Honorable McIntyre expressed his gratitude for the ongoing assistance.
Really grateful for that donation. It's a very timely donation. Granted, the situation may not be as dire as it was initially, but obviously we still have to continue our fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. And this just comes as all the other donations have been coming from the People's Republic of China, which we're pleased from even the onset of the pandemic, whether it's in terms of PPEs, whether in terms of face masks, whether in terms of previous antigen tests, the PCR tests, even the defibrillators, etc. All of this equipment came in at a very opportune and very timely and did make a significant difference in our fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. We're just so grateful, we're just so happy. So today is just another religious expression of our thanks to the People's Republic of China, being there with us in our fight to provide the best help we can possibly do to the people of Dominica.
Minister for Health, Wellness and New Health Investment, Irvin McIntyre. Dominica's local foods and drinks will be in full display at the Creole four-day spectacle, Tea Village Creole, at the Botanical Gardens. Communications Officer in the Ministry of Agriculture, Blue and Green Economy, and National Food Security, Petra Grell Shillingford, at this morning's lunch, spoke about what persons can expect. She encouraged persons to participate and embrace the culture in this new Tea Village Creole, which will run from October 24th to 27th at the Botanical Gardens.
So the Tea Village Creole is really to replace this space. As you know, traditionally Creole in the park has been a staple on island and has been a staple. Visitors normally book their time so that they can ensure that they are the Creole in the park and then go seamlessly into Independence. So this is what it was created for, to fill that gap and to give visitors something sort of like a mini Dominica all in one. You know, the Botanic Gardens is historical for that. If you come to Dominica and you don't visit the Botanic Gardens, you haven't been to Dominica as yet. So therefore, we have really encapsulated everything into one space. We're going to have cuisine, we're going to have arts and entertainment, culture, and of course, the ministry, which I represent, will be putting on a display of traditional foods or resilient foods from the farm to the table. So this is what you can expect. So the various festivals will be replicated on a smaller scale, but a grander scale when it comes to the food choices. So I just want to say that we are working hard behind the scenes, but we want you to come to the park relaxed, full of money, yes, full of time for us. And you are invited every day. Every day will be something new and unique. We're not going to let everything out, but I can assure you, you need to book 4 days. So those of you at home, you book your lunch hour with us, because there's also traditional arts. We have the stage field of local artists. We have persons who are just have contemporary music. We have jazz music. We have everything mixed up in one in terms of our culture.
Communications Officer in the Ministry of Agriculture and National Food Security, Petra Grell Shillingford. The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank and its Financial Information Month FIM partners will launch FIM 2022 throughout the 8 ECCB member countries on 1st October. FIM is a regional financial, economic, business and entrepreneurial education campaign that was initiated in 2002 and is observed annually in the month of October. The execution of FIM is made possible through the collaborative efforts of the ECCB, the ECCU member governments, financial and academic institutions, the media or the private and public sectors, institutions, and community-based groups. The overreaching theme for FIM is financial empowerment through education and is geared towards attaining a financially developed and vibrant ECC region that fosters strong and sustainable economic growth and the improved well-being of the residents and citizens. A different area of focus is selected by the partners each year based on current trends and issues in the financial arena. This year, the FIM partners have organized numerous activities around the area of focus: financial advancement through enlightenment, partnerships, and balance. In other news, Jamaica's new firearms bill on Tuesday has moved closer to becoming law after the House of Representatives approved the amendments submitted by the Senate. The Senate on Friday approved the Firearms Act of 2022 with more than a dozen amendments. During Tuesday's debate, opposition leader Mark Golden welcomed the amendments, stating that they have improved the bill. Mr. Golden said the parliamentary opposition fully supports the new legislation as well as the accompanying gun amnesty announced by the government.
We hope that the amnesty is successful, and we hope that the bill has the desired effect of reducing the prevalence of firearms in the commission of crimes and provides a strong and effective, we hope, disincentive to the illegal importation of firearms and the illegal husbanding, possession, locking, as they say in Jamaica, of firearms. So it remains to be seen, but the government has our support.
And the Bank of England has launched a temporary bond buying program as it takes emergency action to prevent a material risk to UK financial stability. It will buy as many long-dated government bonds as needed between now and October 14th in the wake of the mayhem that followed the government's mini budget.
We've just heard from the Bank of England just now with a rather extraordinary statement saying that they are planning a gilt market operation, which is an intervention from the Bank of England, they say, to try to restore orderly market conditions. Let me just read out part of this statement, literally just in the last few minutes from the Bank of England. As the governor said in the statement on Monday, the bank is monitoring developments in financial markets very closely in light of the significant repricing of UK and global financial assets. The repricing has become more significant in the past day and is particularly affecting long-dated UK government debt. The statement goes on, were dysfunction in this market to continue or worsen, there would be a material risk to UK financial stability. This would lead to an unwarranted tightening of financial conditions and a reduction in the flow of credit to the real economy. In line with its financial stability operation, the bank stands ready to restore market functioning and reduce any risks from contagion to credit conditions for UK businesses and households. To achieve this, the bank will carry out temporary purchases of long-dated UK government bonds from the 28th of September. So that's what they are planning to do. Obviously, that's from today. The purpose of these purchases will be to restore orderly market conditions. The purchases will be carried out on whatever scale is necessary to affect this outcome. The operation will be fully indemnified by HM Treasury, so it's been coordinated with the Treasury. This is the bank intervening to try to get the markets working again.
That was the Prime Evening News, but first, here's a recap of the headlines. Flo Dominica, Senior Marketing and Communications Lead for Dyna Frampton, commends the government for taking up where Flo left off with Creole in the Park and will now stage the T Village Creole 2022. Opposition leader Mark Golden said the Jamaica Parliamentary Opposition fully supports the new Firearms Act of 2022 and the gun amnesty announced by the government. And the Bank of England took emergency action and launched a temporary purchase of government bonds to calm markets and prevent material risk to UK financial stability. The news was brought to you compliments Discover Dominica Authority, and I have been your presenter, Jade George.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.